People come for non-frivolous reasons. People come seeking truly. And I notice that when I work with someone, when I answer someone, when I respond to someone, I notice many other people taking in that answer, trying on that response, thinking about, relating to what's being said. And I've said again and again, I work with people individually. If someone specific asks me a specific question or wants to be worked with in a specific, on a specific issue, understand that the answer is meant for them. It may or may not be useful for you. And I've cautioned people, don't take on the answer if you don't have a clear sense that it's meaningful for you, because it may fit for that other guy and may have nothing to do with you. It may not be right for you at all. Nevertheless, I notice people taking on the answers, whether it's right for them or not. Nevertheless, I have people say to me again and again, well, you told so-and-so this, and I lived that for a couple weeks, and it didn't work at all. What you told him to do, I tried it, and it didn't work. Well, I warned you. Every answer is not for everybody. And this story that Osho writes about, that Osho paraphrases, really talks about all spiritual work, all spiritual question and answer. Because it really isn't about the question, although the question's important in its own way. And it really isn't about the answer, although the answer can be important in its own way. It's about who's asking and how is it being asked. And my job is very strange. I have to answer not with the right answer, not the correct answer, like taking a test in school, what's the capital of Saskatchewan? But I have to answer just like this story talks about. I have to answer in a way that's less an answer to the question, although it has to sound like an answer to the question, so people don't feel like they're being not heard or being not responded to, or like things aren't making sense. I have to sound like I'm making sense. And I have to give an answer, but behind that answer, I have to respond. My job is to respond to you. I have to respond to the individual, just like in this story, who's asking the question. So if somebody is asking a question out of pure curiosity, not real sincerity, then I have to be careful not to promote their curiosity, because that won't get them anywhere. Their curiosity will just have them running in circles if they follow it. And if someone is asking as if their very life depended on it, a life and death question, a question that is truly meaningful to them, truly from the heart, then I also have to be careful that I'm answering not just the meaning of the question or the text of the question, but that I'm responding to the heart of the person, so that some kind of exchange